What? You are aggravating me. You put me in evil. You are mad at me. So you should be afraid lest you'll be punished. Nashamayim. For harming me. So he says, I'm not afraid. I am a mortar made out of copper that is not exposed to the possibility of deterioration, of decay. Vomalei, so Shile responded, Ve'ano, Shile barabine, buchne di parzale, di midbar, asise di mechashe. So he says, you know who I am? I am a peasant, you see. So one Havase called himself a mortar made out of copper, and Shile called himself the pestle of iron, made out of iron. So what you do with the pestle, you hit on the mortar. So in other words, the pestle made out of iron, he can break a mortar made out of copper. It's true, a mortar made out of copper is very sturdy, but a pestle made out of steel can break a copper mortar. So in other words, what we're saying, that my grievance against you can break you. You'll be nemish nashamayim. Cholash is not hasisholim that he was cursing him. He was just informed him that he should beware. In other words, because when one is mitzayel tamut chochem, so he can hasisholim be punished. He wasn't cursing him hasisholim. Cholash Rabas. So Rabashe became very ill. Ayu bichnime. So in other words, he became ill. So in order, and he had been overtaken by the chills, so he had to be covered with many blankets. He had to be kept warm in order to overcome, to take him out, to overcome his chills, his inner chills. Then I knew bichnime afku mechnime. So in other words, so then he had the chills, and he was hot and he was cold, so they had to cover him with blankets, and then they had to apply cold compresses on his group, cold compresses, because he was hot too. In other words, he was very sick. He had the chills and he had high fever, he had both. Noch nafshi de Rabas. So Rabashe died. Also Shile, Omar Pise, so Shile told his wife, Tzvisli Zabdose, prepare tachrichim for me. The Lelezel, the Lelezel, the Lelezel, Mili Yoloi. So in other words, he was already apprehensive, that's Chasishole. He will be punished too. He'll be punished too. In other words, neither party meant to curse the other party, but they both were aggravated. I mean, both meant Rishon Shamayim, you see. Rabase, because he made a mistake, he thought that Rav instructed him before his Ptire that in case Shile doesn't pay attention, he should be another Shile. So he meant Rishon Shamayim. He made a mistake. And that, of course, caused a lot of pain to Shile. And Shile also meant Rishon Shamayim. Because Shile was sure that if Rav had been Chazir, he would have told it to him. Why tell it to Rabase that he should convey a message to Shile? So he also meant Rishon Shamayim. He was convinced that Rav did not convey that message. It's not that Shile thought that Rabase was lying, Chas V'Shalom. But Shile thought that Rabase probably made a mistake, you know, he was, you know, at the time just close to the Ptire of Rav, so Rabase was naturally very tense and very excited, you know, and upset. So he did not understand Rav well. So in other words, it's not that Shile assumed that Rabase was Chas V'Shalom lying. But he was sure that Rabase made had a false impression of what Rav told. Anyway, everyone had a lot of aggravation, a lot of anguish and pain. So, because of that, everyone was punished. So, everyone was punished. So, Shira was apprehensive already that he might be punished too, because of the pain and the anguish he caused to Rabase. So he told his wife to prepare tachriche. So, Tzvisel is abdosin. So she did prepare tachriche and his wife, Shira. Noch nafshin Shira. So Shira also died. Chose dipol chelose mahaipuri lahaipuri. Amre shmamino of the Rabbonon Pais. Of the Rabbonon Pais. So then, on the arenas, the Hodes, Bisman Chazal, they used to put Hadassim on the beer, on the arenas of the Niftor. So the Hodes from Ravasi's home passed over, flew over from Ravasi's home to Shira's home, and vice versa. So Amre, so the Chachomim said, Shmamino of the Rabbanim Pais. In other words, the Beil Meremes, so the Nicho. It's a very strange story. But, I mean, he just teaches us the rest in Musahasta to be very careful not to cause tzar to a person. All right, I think so we'll leave it here.
June 20th, 1982, Kovtash Sipa Nashim.
We left off the Gemara by Boyle. Now, we didn't go over the tases, which is so because it's so. We also have the source. Now, so what is the price say? Hamikashe bime nido nido bime ziva teo. Keita. Koshi so yemecho. Visopso shnai. Oishi koshi so shnai. Visopso yemecho. Oishi sopso vikoshi so vichozo visopso. Has the arizi eleris bizei. Avo sopso yemecho vikoshi so shnai. Oishi sopso shnai vikoshi so yemecho. Oishi koshi so. Visopso vichozo vikoshi. Koshiso, ain't the other is eight. Go and show double. Kenshi, some of the lady, ain't the other is eight. Shafi, some of the lady, are ain't the other is eight. So the cases, which is also, because we hozro bishops. Bishops. So I mean, we have, this is in the ratio of the price. The ratio of the price discusses Yeledes Bizei. The same from the Braise discusses any Yeledes Bizei. So in the range of the Braise, so the Braise says, it says that if first it says Koshis or Shnayim Visov Suyemechot, so Aviz Yeledes Bizei, even though the first story is who became. But as long as the third rear was b'shevi, so then she's canceling the mizei. So why does the price have to tell us that sofso v'koshiso v'chozro v'sofso? So harizir el mizei. Guess the kash. Oishe sofso v'koshiso v'chozro v'sofso. So she has a din of el mizei. So this says kedinas. Domirei sheshmaino, diktone koshiso shnayim, visopso yemechot. So even if the rias, she becomes a zavidele with the rias on three successive days. So if the Braise mentions that in the case where the first rias were bikish, so in view of the fact that the third rias on the third successive day was Bishayv. So the Mele, she's considered even as Bishayv. So certainly, Sofsov, Vikoshisov, Vichozlov, Sofsov, were only the second Riyah was the case. And the first Riyah and the third Riyah were Bishayv. Certainly, that's even as Bishayv. I mean, why does the Braise have to mention? If the order had been different, then we could understand. If the order of the Braise had been Koshiso Yimechot, Visofso Shnai, Oishisofso Vikoshiso Vichozro Visofso, Oishikoshiso Shnai. So even in the case where the first two years took the first two successive years, war Bikish, but as long as the third Riyah was Bishayv, so it's if we could understand. But the Braise first mentions the case of Koshisho Shnayim Visosov Yimechot is Ariz Bizeiv, even though only the last Riyah, the third Riyah is Bishayv, so it's already considered Bizeiv. So it's needless to mention Sofso Vikoshisho Vichozro Visofzari Bizeiv. That's the discussion. So Teisa says, Kidinas, in other words, Itzu veitzorich leimarzu kotoy. This is what the Braise means. The Braise says, Oishe sofso, vikoshe so, vichozro vishofso, I mean, see, the Braise says, koshe shosnai, vishofso yimechot. So it's learning to say, even though the first 2 years were completely Bikesh, so on account of the third year only being Bishayvi, so it's already learning to say, so needless to mention, it's all Chleima, so because of the cause of his own learning to say, it's needless to mention that. This is what it says. The coach of it. Then Casey says, Vichim Bishayvi. In the Sefer of the Braise, the Sefer discusses Yeledes Shaloi Bizei. So Lo Yitzorich, what does the Sefer say? Aber Sof So Yimechot Vikoshes Yoshnayim Oishes Sof So Yoshnayim Vikoshes Yimechot. So that's a big chiddush. Sof So Yoshnayim, the first 2 years were Bishayv, but on account of the fact that the third year and the third day was Bikesh, so it's already not even Bizei. So why does the Braise have to tell us Koshiso, Visofso, Vichozlo, Vikoshiso, Ezel Bizei? That is unnecessary, because in Biyachidesh, the Braise just mentioned that even in the case where the first 2 years were Bizei, on account of the third year being Bikeshi, so it's not what it is saying. Alachas kamo v'chamo, in the case where you had the first Riyah Bikeshi and the third Riyah and only the middle Riyah Bishayvi, certainly that she doesn't have anything of what it is saying. So Kesa says, in other words, the same for you also explain it. Zu v'intzoch v'im azukotoni. So the same for the Braise says, Oish yosof sosnayim, v'koshes yomechot. So even though 2 years, the first 3 years were Bishayvi, on account of the third year being Bikeshi, so it's not going to say, needless to mention, in Tzorach Leima, Koshis of Yisofs of Yichos of Yichos, where besides the third year being Bikeshi, even the first year was Bikeshi, so certainly that is not going to say. This is what it is. The Chim Bishayvi, the Tzorach Leima, the Koshis of Yisofs of Yichos, keep the Tone Sofso, Shnayim, because he is Mechon. Now it is another difference. Iname, in other words, in respect to the same. Then it goes back to the Reish. Iname, what was the kasha and the same for the Braise? Why does the Braise have to tell us in the same? After it already mentioned the Sofsho Sunai, because it's a Yimechot, it's easier to say. Even though there was just one reification, the third. So Allah has come with Hamo Koshis of the Sofs of the Chos of the Koshis, when besides the third year being vacation, even the first word vacation. So, needless to mention that this is not Yelad Bizei, that's the Kashi. So the first Eretz was Zeno Kanami. אין אכן אמי יצזו ויצורך למזוק אותו. נאי צייף, אינה נוסע ואשמינון, אף על גב דלוי קושי זו, כל ים אסון מחולדת, אלו מקצוס. אינה נוסע, איטלצס, איטלצס, אוי שסוף סוף שניים, אוי שסוף סוף שניים, וקושי סיגים מאחור. So she is not the yeladis bizeiv. Why? So here it is reference to the case where, let's say she was cautious, or she was soft, so let's say Sunday and Monday, the years on Sunday and Monday. In other words, Chetavi on Sunday, the day of that. And the whole day of Sunday, and we chant the first Rie, Bimezive, so was in comfort. And then chant the Rie on Monday, the Rie is Dama Monday. And the whole day of Monday, so when you say the whole day, we mean starting from sunset till the sunset. So was also in comfort. And then the whole day, oy she koshis. So shof so shnai. So the Sunday and the Monday were both days. The Sunday day and the Monday day were completely spent in comfort. In comfort. Then because she's a gemeachot. But the whole Tuesday day, starting from the sunset Monday evening until the sunset Tuesday evening, so was in labor pain. So she's not yielded to Zayin. So we could say only in this case, because the whole Tuesday day, starting from the sunset of Monday evening until the sunset of Tuesday evening, so was in pain. That's why she's not yielded to Zayin. But in the case of Koshisa, Visopsa, Vichozlo Vikoshisa, and if the pain started, let's say in the afternoon of Monday, till the afternoon of Tuesday, so there I could say, in view of the fact that part of the Tuesday day, that part of the Tuesday day is not vacation, so Mele, she shouldn't. So she should be considered as Yeled Zayin. We could argue that way. So that's why he tells us in Amos Rashminon, after Gabuli Koshesol, Kol Yemasom Choleide Elo Miktzose. So she's not considered Yeled Zayin. All right, so that we understand. And then Tesis says, "V'chem bereishe b'chaygav." So this part of Tesis, "V'chem bereishe b'chaygav," is very difficult. What does it mean, "bereishe b'chaygav"? The kasha was against the reish of the price. The reish of the price says, "Koshi so yemechot, v'sof so shnai, or yishikoshi so shnai, v'sof so yemechot, or yishisof so v'koshi so v'chosro v'sof so." So the question arose after the price mentioned Koshish Yoshnai Visofsili Mechotzi, even though two days of the 3 days of Rie, so what became she spent, but the fact that the third day of the day of the third Rie was spent Bishayfi, so that gives her a deal. So Allah has come with Hamo, Sopso, Vikoshis, or Vichosro, Visopso. Certainly, Ari Ziyarim Zayin, because there were two days Visheifi. So, certainly, so what kind of a Chiddush is it? So, why does Tesis say, Vichem Bereishi Bechai Gavne? So, what does Tesis say, Vichem Bereishi Bechai Gavne? So, it means that when it says, in the Reishi, Sofsov, the conscious of the chosro, the sofsov, harizi or elvizeiv, it means not that the whole day was spent in comfort. but just part of the day was spent in comforts. So even though part of the day was in labor pain, so she's already a minister. Say, how can we say that? That's the Mashal's kasha against Tesis. So the Mashal says that the pshat, when Tesis says v'chayberetshe, it doesn't mean that v'chayberetshe, that when the ratio of the price says sofso v'koshiso v'chosro v'sofso harizir is v'chayber, in other words, that koshis, that sofso v'koshiso, and then v'chosro v'sofso in the middle of Tuesday, and she gave birth to a child in the middle of Tuesday, and the beginning, the initial portion of Tuesday, so was the kenshi. But since the latter portion, the final portion of Tuesday, was the same fee, even though she did not spend 24 hours in comfort, she was already a the same. That we cannot say, because if she did not spend 24 hours become in comfort prior to the giving of birth, then she is not a Yeleret Zayin. She's not a Yeleret Zayin. But what Tesis means, v'chein b'reish v'chai gavne, in view of the fact that the Sefer had to mention this case of, in view of the fact that the Sefer had to mention in this case of Koshisha, Sopsa, the Chosov, the Koshisha, so Menele, the Reisha also mentions, a similar case of Sopsa, the Koshisha, the Chosov, the Sopsa. But in the Reisha, when it says Sopsa, the Koshisha, the Chosov, the Sopsa, it means that the whole day of the third day was spent in comfort. But even though it's not necessary, but in order to follow up a parallelism in the structure between the Reish and the Seife, so he mentioned it. That's how the Marsho explained it. Lekele Fushe, Bereish and Amika, I Gavne, the Bixosi Biseifi, the Avilele Biseif. So we couldn't say that Tesis means that the Braise tells us that the Braise tells us that even though the comfort started in the middle of the third day, in the middle of Tuesday, and the initial portion of the Tuesday day was spent in pain, so she's still considered as Yeleret Zayin on account of the fact that the final portion of the Tuesday day, just immediately preceding the giving of birth, was spent in comfort. Because of that, she has a different way. It's not so, because only if she had spent 24 hours prior to the moment of birth in comfort, then she has a different way. Not if just part of the day, not 24 hours, so then she should not be considered as a different way. So the bechol buchne binun sheifim the Israelis like kulaume el the rotzaleima kidding the bobes the seife it's vichloi lisne hardi koshes of the sof sof the kosho tane name kai gavne the bobes the reiche sof sof the koshes of the sof. But of course that's a deichak, that involves a deichak. So in other words, since Tetzes uses the lashon vichin vichin she bechai gavne, so the reiche bechai gavne, and so hai gavne in the same way as the Seife, and the Seife it means even though just part of the Keshi. So in Reish it also means even though only part of the Tuesday day was the Keshi, was the Seife, and that couldn't be. So the old Lanier explains it, that what Tesis means, v'chein b'reish b'chai gavne, it doesn't mean v'chein b'reish, of course it doesn't mean that goes without saying. He doesn't mean v'chein b'reish b'chai gavne, that part of the Tuesday day was b'keishi, part of the Tuesday day was b'keishi, and then the last few hours before the lady were b'sheifi. In such a case she wouldn't have a din of Yeleret Zayin. But what he means is that the comfort started at noon, let's say Monday. At noon Monday, and the birth was at noon Tuesday. So there was a period of 24 hours in which she spent in comfort. But the 24 hours of comfort were not encouraged in the day of Lilim Yemen, but it started from 12 noon Monday till 12 noon Tuesday. So in other words, so she's still considered as a Lilim Yemen. Why? In other words, that this price accords with the view of Rav Lezer, not with the view of Rav Yeshua. This is what Tesis means. Dal filo lo isopso kol yim gimu asom holeide. Ken she ischilo lishpeis bechotzi yim beis. Visopso at chotzi yim gimu. Vahakei yoldo. Di gamze mikre svise. Ulafuke mi Rabbi Yeshua. Di boye davke she tispeis yim sholim sholay yim leim. Som holeide. So the price advises us not like Rabbi Yeshua, but like Rabbi Yeshua. Right, of course, that's more poshet in the thesis. Right, now. We left off in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line from the top. Boy Rabbi, Keishi Mau Shetistei Beziv. In other words, suppose a woman in the Yemei Zivei, so she became Izovik Deo, Yemei Zivei. Let's say an Aleph of Nisi. She had a rias down, so that made her into a new. And then, on the 8th of this, so it's already the beginning of the Yimei Zive, Yidal of Yem, she be Nidal in Nidal. The 11 days immediately following the 7 days of Nidus. So on the 8th of this, she also had a rias down. And then, on the 9th of this, she had a rias down. On the 10th of this, she had a rias down. And it's all in Izive. So she became Izovik Deile. So then she made the Hepsektare on the 10th of Nisan. And then she started to count 11th of Nisan, one day, 12th of Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, 15th of Nisan, and so on. And then all of a sudden she had a discharge of dam because she was in labor. So she had dam cage, so the dam started to flow because she was getting into labor. Now dam kishi is not mitame. Now the question is: now here, she already became a zive as a result of the three rias, as the three rias that she saw on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan. And these three rias, on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, were not completely, were not damkish. But then she started on the 11th, she started to count Zaynikin, and on the 15th of Nisan, she was getting into labor, and she had a discharge of dam that was coupled with pain, with labor pain. So now, this dam itself is not Geirim Zivin. But the question is, do we say, since this Rias Dam itself that she had on the 15th of Nisan, so is incapable of being Geirim Tumas Zovek Deile for 7 days? So Mimele, it's not even saying there. Or, since she already became a Zovek Deile and she has to count Zaynikin, so even Dam Keishi interrupts the whole minyan and she has to start counting anew. That's the bad. But you know, Keishi Mao Shetiste Bezive, Kol Mashesov. So Rashi emphasizes, Kol Mashesov. In other words, there is no doubt that that day on which, let's say, the 15th of Nisan, she started to count as Ayyukim. The 1st of Nisan, the 2nd, the 11th of Nisan, the 12th of Nisan, 13th of Nisan, 14th of Nisan. So she counted 4 clean days, she counted already. And the 15th of Nisan, she had a discharge of dam that was Bekeishi. So it goes without saying that the 15th of Nisan cannot be counted as a clean day, because it's not clean. She had the arrears dam. It's not clean. So one day certainly says that by Rove years, do we say that only that day is not counted? It says that one day. He says one day, like Isab, who started to count the Zion Kiyim, and then he had the discharge of Kelly. So the halacha is, it's Hisaya Yemechot. It's Hisaya Yechot. Or like Isabik Dele, who started to count the Zion Kiyim, and then she was Piletes Eshech Lazera. That's like a discharge of Kelly. So it's Hisaya only one day. So that goes without saying that day is not counted. That day, the 15th of Nisan, on which he had the discharge of Damkeshi, is not counted in the Zaynikim. But maybe it is all the Zaynikim, and she has to start counting 7 clean days anew or not. So that's why Rashi, Marush and Easter, is even called Mashasi. All the Zaynikim. So there are 2 alternatives. One alternative is, Dobra mitame seiser, vahainame mitame kimenido. Because damkeishi can also be mitame. Now, from this Loshna Gemore, it appears that damkeishi, even though damkeishi bimeisive does not make her into a nido, into a zovo. It is over, but the dam itself is stopping. The dam itself is stopping. That's how it's mashmah from the Lashon HaGemara. Even though, and many Rishonim say it explicitly, that the dam itself is stopping. In other words, itamu mage, itamu yemase, like damido. It's not mitame. It doesn't confer a shemido, a shemizovo on the woman who has the discharge of damkeishi, but the dam itself is mitame like damido. That's how it's mashma from this Loshon HaGemara. And many Rishonim say so explicitly. Many Rishonim say so explicitly. All those Rishonim say that it goes without saying that damkeishi is l'chol hapocha is seisa one day, because it's not naughty. Masha'im kein, the question is, how about the Rambam? The Rambam shitting is that according to Maskone of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Damkeishi is not Seiseya. So it's not only it's not Seiseya all the Zaynikim. It's not even Seiseya one day. And even that day, let's say on the 15th of Nisan, the example I mentioned, on which he had a read of Damkeishi, is also counted in the Zaynikim. He's also counting the king. In other words, she started to count the king the 11th of Nisan. She counted 11, 12, 13, 14. She had no discharge of dam. And the 15th, she had a discharge of dam, but it was coupled with pain. And then, so the 15th is also counted. And then the 16th is counted. And the 17th is counted. And the 17th, she still didn't give birth to a child. Even though she had a real damkeishi. So she still didn't give birth. So then, all the 7 days, starting from the 11th, and ending with the 17th day of Nisan, are counted in the Zaynikim, according to Maskon of Gemara. So the question is, it might be that according to the Rambam, the Damkeishi, the Torah was Mikaya, so it's even the Dam is not on. Even the Dam is not on. It's not Damido. Damkeishi, the Exercakos creates the Damkeishi story. So how will the Rambam explain this Gemara? Dobo Hamitame Seiseya, the High Name, Mitame, ki de yidohu mitam gedeyu. So, bishleine konfide vishem. Who say that even though the maskon of Gemara is a damkeishi is not sincere, it only means it's not sincere all the zayinik. But that day it is sincere. That day is not counted. Why? Because it's sincere one day. Oh, because that day is not a clean day. So then we understand. So the mailer, that means that the dam itself is done. So the Gemara says, but according to the Rambam, that the maskone of the Gemara is that Dam Keshi is not sincere at all. And even the day at which he had the discharge of Dam Keshi is counted as Ayakim. So, and it's very likely, and some assume in the Shidas Rambam, that Dam Keshi is totally gone. It's Mufke of Tumas Dam Nido. The Dam per se is not Mitame. If to come in contact with something, with tares, the tares will not become dumb. So then, that's why, so it's in a clean day. So because it's dumb to air. So the question is, so how could the Gemara have not value? And the Gemara have not value. Dobar amitami seisea, vahay nami mitami kevinidu. It's not mitami at all. So the answer is, so according to the Rambam, the pshat is, dobar amitami seisea. Because Damkenshi is discharged from the same Mayor, the Damkenshi Bimeinido is discharged. But the Kosef is, if it's Bimeinido, then it's Itame and it makes her into a Nido. She's Tmeo 7 days. But if it's Bimeizivo, so then it's not Itame. In other words, the same woman. So, she had a discharge of dam coupled with pain. She is expected. She coupled with pain. She's already in labor. And she had a discharge of dam on the 8th of Nisan. So, if on the 1st of Nisan she had a discharge of dam, so mainly this discharge of dam on the 8th of Nisan is in the mezivo, so it doesn't make her into a needle. But if she did not have a discharge of dam on the 1st of Nisan, and on the 8th of Nisan it is the initial discharge, so then it remains though, so she is becoming physiologically, I mean, so it terminates in the same way, whether she had an initial riyah on the 1st of Nisan or she didn't have an initial riyah on the 1st of Nisan. And the eighth of Nisan is discharged in the same way physiologically. So in other words, this kind of riyah is capable of being mitamah as a nidah for 7 days. Except that accidental on account of the discharge ahead on the 1st of Nisan, so the melee, the eighth of Nisan happens to be in the Nezivo, so she doesn't become a nidah. Mashiach, but the dam itself is that kind of a dam that has the potential of being mitamah to masnido kol shivo. But in this specific situation, it's not mitamah. So the mores, so Rabbi Abayi is dober amitamah say if the rie is that kind of a rie that is capable of being given to masnido to her, even though because of a certain fact, so it's not given to me. Because what fact is not given to me in this specific situation? Because this Riyas Dam was not the initial Riyas in this woman. The initial Riyas Dam took place on the 1st of this, and now, so the male date from this is already the Yemezile. But the Dam itself is the kind of Riyas that has the potential of being given to me. So maybe it can be said also, even in Izime. Kenshi Maoshet is there, is invisible. Dora mitame seisea. Why not mitame? Kimenido. Because it has the same potential of being mitame as if it had happened. But coincidentally, it happened in Izime. But it emanates from the same Mayon. It emanates from the same mayim that could be given to Maslim. And it could be given to Maslim. Or if we are going to say that the Rambam was Geiris, instead, Bahai Name Mitame, not Kimei Nidohu, but Bahai Name Mitame Bimei Nidohu. So then there is no difficulty altogether. But even if the Rambam had a Geirse with the Kof, not with the Beis, so it still can be explained, you see. It still can be explained. If the Rambam had a Geirse, had a Beis here instead of a Kof, then it's very simple. Bahai Name Mitame Bimei Nidohu. In other words, this same Riyaz Dam, Bimei Nido, would affect her with the Tumas Nido Koshimo, but accidentally, coincidentally, it's not Bimei Nido. Why? Because she had an initial Rie and the first of this. So the Mele, the eighth of this, is already in a Zivo. But this is nothing to do with the character of the Riyaz Dam, of the physiological, it's the same Riyaz Dam as if it had been the Merido. So Mele, it should be Seisei Kol Shiva. Oidilmo Dovar Agilim Seiseya, Vailav Gilim. In other words, what is Seiseya? Only a discharge that is Alpedin, Gilim Zivim. But this discharge is out the din not there zive because it took place in the zive, so really it's not saying so. Omele Abaye, Eilis Bizive Yechiyak, Shehne Geirem Bisei Sei, now the Aloch is Kabe Izov, Izov. So if Izov has a Riyaz, a Riyazive, then he does not become Izov. Then he's totally to myself, like a Malkiah, if he has it, if it's a Riyas Enes. What does a Riyas Enes mean? I mean, every Riyas of Zive is Enes. I mean, no one has a discharge of Zive voluntarily because he decides to have a discharge. He has it because he has it. He doesn't like it, but so every Zive is against the will of the person. But a Riyas Shaloi Enes means, If the discharge of Zive is due to a certain sickness, let's say because he is affected with gonorrhea, so then he has a discharge of Zive. But then it's a Riyaz Shaloi Beis. But if he has a discharge of Zive because of a shock or because of certain food he ate. And then what about, it's not a condition that his organism has, but because of a temporary experience, because of a shock or whatever it is, b'machal, b'mishte, whatever it is, b'shiva drochim b'inkines azar. In other words, it doesn't originate in a sickness that the person has. Then it's considered a reobase. If it originates in a sickness from which he has to be cured, and without curing the sickness, so the zive will not stop, so then it's considered a rie shaloi beis. So the aloch is by zav, so if the rie of zive, it originates in an anus, in a special temporary experience. And so then he doesn't become Izah. So anus bizivi yechiyach. So Abaye tried to be patient, a child. That the dam keishi, Riyaz dam keishi, say, called Zion. Why? Because we have an analogy with a Riyas Enes B'Zive. So even though a Riyas Enes, if he has a discharge of Zive because of his shock experience, or because of a certain food, or because he drank something, so then the halacha is that he doesn't become Izah. However, if he already became Zav, and then, and he has to count Zayin Nikin, and then on one of the days, so he had a discharge, again because of a certain experience, not because of a sickness, that of which this Zive is a symptom. So the Dalach is that it's a Seiseir. So here too, Damkeishi, even though Damkeishi by itself cannot be given to Mazive, but once she became Mazive and she started to count Zayniki, and then she had a real Damkeishi, so it is Seiseir. On my way, so Rove said, Abaye, Laye, Hainame Gero. He says, indeed, I mean, say that this is also Geirin. In other words, you cannot make any analogy between Ries Zivo, Beines, and Damkeishi. Damkeishi Alpidin is never Geirin Zive. Masheike, Rias Enes, Rias Zive, Zive Beines, is Geirin Zive. How do we see it? I am here with it now. Oh, we say no bait kines. She no bait kines. She say bait kines. So the aloch is now. He has to count Zaynikim anyway, even if he doesn't have 3 years of Zive. If he has 2 years of Zive, he also has to count Zaynikim. But a Zalbal Shtevias has to count Zaynikim, he doesn't have to bring a call. Well, he's cured of the Zive. Masha'in came. The sickness of Isaac. And then the third Rie, so originated in a certain experience, not in the sickness of Zav. So the Alochiz is Mechuyev to bring the call. So that's the reason as to why. So we see that the Ries Zivo Beines is also Gerem Tuma Zivo. Even though it is not Gerem any extra days of counting, but it is not considered as Zav. With 2 years alone, it is not considered as Zav with Gabichiv Kol, but only with 3 years. So the Megala seems that the third Rie is Gerem Kol, and even if the third Rie Shbeines is Gerem Kol, so in other words, so that means that it is Gerem Zive. If it is Gerem Zive, so that's why it can be said there, Mashenki Damkeishi is never Gerem any din of Zivo. So it's very reasonable to assume that it's not sincere. So then the Gemara asks, Rav Leza Doma Vishnishi Ben Kineisei, because Rav Leza Shite is that the Ria Ziva Beines is not Geirin even a Din Zav Mikabikom. So Hochaname Kikli Gorin we saw Sia Omoleile Rav Leza Hochaname. That's what Rove said at first, but then that's not the Maskon of Gemara. Tosh Rav Leza Rav Leza Vishnishi Ben Kineisei Rav Leza Ben Kineisei. My love is still a Loyalit, Muyalai, Tipet Masi. So still the Gemara is Matchet. And the Gemara is saying that Enoch Name, according to Rav Leza, it's not easy. Toshma, Vishlish is a brother in a bacon, is it a Vis in bacon, it's a recall from Marty, the Loyalit, Stire. So that recall from Marty, the Loyalit, Stire. So Rav Leza spells it out that even that the Ria Bei, Ria Ziva Beines, Risei Seir, in other words, we require Dike only Mekabikom, because if it's in Beines, it's not Giron Echiv Kom. Mashaik in Mekabi Sire, doesn't make any difference, we don't have to be Beinik, whether it was Beines or not Beines. It is Seir anyway. So it is spelled out explicitly. That Rav Leza in the team Rav Leza holds that the Ria Ziva Beines is Seiseir, even though a contrablazer, the Yazidubeines is never gaily a din of Zive, a din of Zive. So the Gemara says, Elo Rablazer, Tifshei, the Doshei Gerim says, but the Rabbon of Mai, so the Gemara says, Inachnami, from Rablazer we have a Ryan for Ashes. That even something that is not given to Mazive, so can be Zezer. But the Shaila is, do the Rabbonim agree with Rabbi Zezer or not? So Toshi, the Torah Avuye, the Rabbonim, Ma Goram Lei Zeyv Yishivo, Nifichasei Vashivo, Ma Goram Lei Ker Yimecho, Nifichasei Zeyimecho, Ma Yishivo, Yilei Medim Tam Yishivo, Hai Ma Zeyv, Tom Yishivo Miboyoi, Allah, Dover Agirim Seitzer, Dover Shingirim Seitzer, Shma. So that's Maskon of the Gemara. The Maskon of the Gemara. That, according to Rabbonon, only that which is Geirim, Zime, that is Geirim, Tumas, Haimai Zeyri Tomashima, Allah, Dover Agirim Seitzer, that is Geirim Tumas Zime, Tumas. Zive of Shivo is sincere, but something that is not given to my Zive of Shivo is not sincere. But that's only a little Rabbanon, not a little Rabbezer. A little Rabbezer, even something that is not given Zive, can also be sincere. Now the question arises, after all, Rabbanon and Rabbezer are not chilek on this deal. Rabbanon and Rabbezer are chilek on something else, as to whether Rias Zive Bein is Geirim Zivo to Mazivo not. So according to Rabbanon, we can become even Ria Zivo Beines is Geirim to Mazivo. According to Rablezer, it's not Geirim. But we see that according to Rablezer, even though it's not Geirim, Ria Zivo Beines, still it is Eitzeya. So the same thing should be true according to Rabbanon. The answer is Enochanami. If we didn't have any prices that is spelled out explicitly, that according to the Rabbanon, it's not Geirim, it's not Seiseya. So then we would say, since from Rablezer it appears that Rablezer holds that a Ria Zivo Beines, which is never Geirim to Mazivo, not even with Gabikol, is Seiseya. So that means that it's not necessary in order to be Seiseya, the Zion Kim, that it should be that kind of a rie that is gearing to Mazim, even if it's not gearing to Mazim. But there is a price that spells it out explicitly, not like that. Only that which is gearing to Mazim is easier. So on one hand we see that Rebrezer holds that Ria Zive Beines is easier Zayim Kim. On the other hand we have a price of the Rabbanon that only that which is Geirim Zive is Eiseya. So we have to say there is a machlekes between Rebbezer and Rabbanon and this did too. Alright. Now the Rashi. Dover Geirim Lide Zive in Vasa Shorich, while Geirim Udlasiv in Zive. Damkenshi is not Geirim Zive. Vi Kashi Vare Kerish in Geirim. Can kind of be sincere, how you love steering, the Hadjeme would be sincere, the Hikomi Boy Robe, Listeraki. Shinigere, can kind of do a Mahma Sensei, the sincere can only feel can never be in the place. Lie a Benes, in a Stabigere movie, the Zave, Shimro Stein, Shoy Benes, and Shlishi Benes, we start, we come, this now Shlishi is in the place. We call them out, if the boy did give a little bit of stire, and we took a kidney tarts, and it will be masse, and the father is stire, who buy me tipshit. The anam, Rabon, and Bino, and Bad Pashtes, and Rablaze. So, Shmam, and we look at Washington Grom, and we call the kind of little bit of Agirms, he saying, Rablaze, the Marini saying, Sereni Gay Rain. Now, so Rashi says, and Tisha says the same thing, that even though the Maskon of the Gemara is that according to the Rabbonon of Rablezer, and we pass like Rabbonon of Rablezer, so in order to be sincere, it must be that kind of a discharge, that kind of a rie that is capable of being Geirei Tumasiveh. So it's not Sensei called Shimon, but Yei Mechod it is Sensei. And that, and the analogy is with Kerem, just as Ezab, who started the Kaan Zayin King, and then he had a discharge of Kerem. Oh, Ezobegdele, who started the Kaan Zayin King. Then he was Kerem Shechazer, so it's the same status as a discharge of Kerem. So it is Sensei Mechol, Kenshi is not Sensei Shivayon. But it's Eisei Yena, and that is Eisei Shita also. Now, the Ramban, he agrees with Rashi, but he's Chayef on Rashi, the Ramban and Kiddush. In other words, Limay say he agrees with Rashi, that if a Zobe will have a discharge of Dam Kesh, so let's say the example I mentioned, on the 15th of this, she'll have a real Dam Kesh. So it will not be Seiseya, the 4 days that she already counted, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, but she will not be Seiseya. So, but this day, the 15th, is not counted. So now she counted already 4 days, she still has to count 3 more days. The 15th day is not counted. So Rashi Shiti is that it's Seiseya 1 day. The Ramban agrees that he, but where Rashi emphasizes the analogy between about a Rias Keri and Rias Damkesh, just as a Rias Damkeri he says one day, so a Rias Damkesh is also says one day. The Ramban says there is a basic distinction between Rias Keri and a Rias Damkeshi, because a Ria is Seiseya to the same extent that it's capable of being Mitam. So, if let's say a Balkeri, in other words, in order to be Seiseya called Shivo, so the Ria has to be what kind of a Ria? A Ria that itself could be getting too much, let's say. Suppose he's over there, not a woman who is in labor now, but a regular over there. She has to count Zayniki. So, and then she started to count. 1 clean day, 2nd clean day, 3rd clean day, 4th clean day, 5th clean day. The 5th day, on the 5th day, she makes a decay, she finds that. So the male it says it called Zayn. Why? Because this discharge of dam would be gay to Mazayan, to the Zohar, to the woman in the amazing. So Mele, since the Rie is that kind of a Rie that has the potential of being Mitame, the woman, for 7 days, she should have to count Zayin Kim. So Mele, it's Seiseya called Zion. Mashein came, if he's up. Now, if he's up, let's say, if he's up, has a discharge of care. So, it cannot be Seiseya or desire, because a discharge of care could be Mitame desire, the man, for 7 days. No, a discharge of care could be Mitame a person for 1 day, to Maseret, then they are working. If somebody has a discharge of care, so he becomes tummy for 1 day, that's all. So Mimele, if Izar, who started the Count Zayin King, has a discharge of Zive, so Mimele, since this discharge itself could be gaily to Mazayim, so Mimele, it's Izar called Zayin. Mashiach came if Izar was in the midst of the Zayin King, had a discharge of care. So this discharge of carry could not be given to Mazayan and him. How many days of Tume could it be given? Only 1 day to Maseret. So maybe it's Eisei 1 day. It's Eisei 1 day. In other words, the stira, the number of days that the Rie is Eisei is directly proportional to the number of days of Tume that it could be given. So if he's of it, if he's of it, has a rias da, irregulars of it. Irregulars of it. Has a rias da in the mezive. So the same discharge of da in the mezive would be gay 7 days to me. So maybe it takes 7 days. Mashain came. If he's over, it will be Pilate Shechvazera in the midst of the Zion King. This Pilate Shechvazera, how much to suppose she had been in Zion there? And she would be Pilate Shechvazera. How many days would she become Tomei? 1 day. Some Mele, it says 1 day. The same thing is true of Izab. If Izab has in the midst of the Zion King a discharge of Zivet, so suppose he hadn't been in the midst of Zion King. So it could be gay to Messiah if it had been the second rear. So as a second rear, so it could be gay to Messiah. So Mele, if in the midst of the Zion King he has such a discharge, so he's gone, it's a all the 7 days. But if he's out in the midst of Zion King and the discharge of carry, suppose he hadn't been Izab and he would have a discharge of carry, how many days would he be Tomei? 1 day. So maybe he says 1 day. That's the reason as to why he has carry in Izab, he says 1 day. So that's a halacha of stire. But the stire is the stire is for directly proportional to the number of days that this kind of Iriya is given. So, a rear of Zive is Gere and is capable of being Mitami for 7 days. So it says a called 7 days. A rear of Kari is capable of being Gere, a Tume of Tume of 1 day. So it says a 1 day. Mashain King, Rias Damkechi is not sincere anything. Rias Damkechi is not giving money to me. Damkeishi. Suppose she hadn't been his wife and she would have a damkeishi. Not his wife. She would have damkeishi. She would have a discharge of dam because she's in labor. Would she become Tommy even for 1 day? She wouldn't become Tommy even for 1 day. Why shouldn't we say Sarah in 1 day? So then you should say the Ramban should agree that she is a Ramban. That it should be counted too. No, so the Ramban does not agree that she is a Ramban. It is not counted, but not because it is Seisei 1 day. But it cannot be counted because in order to be counted, it has to be a clean day. But how is it a clean day? It's not a clean day. So true, this dam is not mitameha. This dam is not mitameha. It's not given to me. But after all, it emanates from the same ion. Suppose there would be, it emanates from the same mayor as the same damkeishi would emanate if it took place in Mini. Then she would even become a Mido for 7 days. But there is a Zakosu in Meizive, so damkeishi does not make her, is not given to Mesinde. But it emanates from the same mayor. So Mele, it's not a clean day. So it's not that it says the only thing, you see. According to Rashi, so that there is an analogy between the Stiras Yemechot, of Irias Keri Nizar, or Stiras Yemechot, Pilate Shechvazara in Nizobe Dele, and the Stiras Yemechot in Damkeishi Nizobe. The same halacha. According to Ramban, no. Actually, it means the same thing, but theoretically, it's different halachas. In the case of a rias keri in Izav, in the case of pilita shechvazera in Izavik Dele, so there it is seize 1 day, because rias keri pilita shechvazera itself is given to me for 1 day. So mele in the midst of Zayin Kim, it is seisei as many days as it could be given to me. Mashein kingdom keishi is not given to me even for 1 day. So, but since she has to count like the king, So what does it mean by definition? Like seven days, devoid of doubt. How can this day, the 15th of Nisan, be considered as a clean day, a day devoid of the discharge of doubt? Well, there was a discharge of doubt. All right, the dam is not mitame, so it's not mitame, but it still emanates from the same ion as it emanates in Yemenida. So maybe a clean day it isn't. A clean day it isn't. So maybe it's not counted in the Zayniki. It's not counted in the Zayniki. This is the Rambanji. Alright. Go back. Shem the Chidushi Ramban, at the end. Oy viu mo do vagel mit tu mesel se vo khala pgeyem. Vo khala pgeyem. Ko se prashe za va ri ke vi do shni geyem mi seitse. Hay la stei, de tsrashe kosh. De khagein u ni sosa. De khiboy le yobe ni stresaki. U pire ni do vo vagel mi ni zive. Vo lo imachvel. Khod ni kam vi do vagel mi tu mashiva seitse. Because rashe does not emphasize the union of gagel mi tu mashiva seitse. Rashi just emphasizes the element of Gerimzi, not Gerim to Bashi. But I'm even doing Gerimzi. Very the time you are carrying the mechot, if you have seen the mechot. And it was the only time you should have done. Carry the time you are in, say the yene. The word that you are in, say the yene, you are in the key. Do my mechot, we didn't see you out. El hay the yene, you are in the yene. The chib in the reyo, Omer Achmoni Yisteh. ולפיכוך הוא צריך למה שסתיר כתומוסי אבל כן שאיבי להיסטר משמתמסני ועושה איזה רושיבו אבל משמתמוסי לא יודעים להיסטר ואפילו ימי שהרי אכשרים מתאמי במיזי וכלל ואף על פי שמתאמי במינידו אין דיני להיסטר אפילו ימי לדוב רגיר עם אכשר סייסר ולדוב שטויר אכשר ודיר מזמן אחר ומי הוא ודאי כאילו דימיון אחד כאילו מיון אחר הוא it comes from the same mayon as the dam kenshi that comes in the Yemenido is in Eile the Ligora Mimitea the Bosaleide the Amoron Liyo Rav the Oma Mayonechodu Eino Neili the Ho Loistira Mikre Elo the Boye Niki Mikol Dam Shaloi Sei Mayon. We hold the Amre Tagere with Mashivo, Vada Yishim Divaye Listira Shivo, Hagir Vada Yishim Divaye Listiras Shivo. I mean, there must be a certain mistake, I don't know what it means here. There must be Acharecho, I mean, I don't have here the Agoyes of Rabbi Zalman, but there must be a certain mistake. It's not important now. I mean, so, in other words, so this is the Ramban's shite. So the Ramban actually agrees with the Psak of Rashi, but he explains it differently. According to Rashi, so Dam Kenshi says a Yemechot. He says a Yemechot. And according to Ramban, no, Dam Kenshi is not says at all. Not in Yemechot. Rias Keri says a Yemechot, because he's given too much Yemechot. He's given too much Yemechot. And Mashenke, Damkechi is not giving, is not saying anything. But then they cannot be counted because it's not a great day. Alright. Now the thesis. Don't I give them thesis? It's more thesis sometimes. Green Tina, you let us be saying, Tichiak, this is Seres Lerab. The Omar my nechot. Ato gabi gamtea in gere shum to me. So yes, the kashe, but you let us be zeli. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, who says that it's my nechot, so it says, even though gamtea is not gere shum to me, so we see from that, So we see from that even something that is not Gerim is also so why shouldn't Dam Keshi be depending whether it would be Bimeinide or Bimeizode. So we have the Romayne Achodu. The Lidomeli Kenshi, the Leilom Dam, Kidam Shetira Machmas Kenshi Leide, in the Gelem Zive. So what is Thesis saying? Thesis is saying the Dam Teyar is considered Gelem to me. Dam Teyar is considered Gelem to me. Why? Because if she hadn't been Yeledes, if she hadn't been Yeledes, so then it would be Gerim either to Mazove or to Masnide. So the Mele is considered something that is given to me. Something that is given to me. Mashenkein. In other words, because Damteya, according to Rav, that it's my Nachot, so that means the Damteya, if not for the Zeras Akosu, so Damteya is regular Dam, but it is special Zeras Akosu. That by Yeledes, so she is Mutaris and Bayer. But if she hadn't been Yeledes, it would be given to me. What kind of Tume? Either to Masnida or to Mazova, depending when it would take place, whether it would take place in Yeminido or it would take place in Mizino. Mashenki, Damkechi, Soleilo, Dam Shetira Mahaskechi Reido, and Gerem Zino. So it's never Gerem Zino. In other words, even though Bimei Nido, so it is given to Mo, so that is carrying to Mas Nido. But to Mas Zivo, it's never given. So Bimei Le, it's Idova Shemi Gerei, Zivo, so cannot be sincere. Cannot be sincere. Mashein Kein Damteya, if she hadn't been Yeledes, so then it could be Gerei to Mas Zivo too. In the Yimei Zivo, so Mele, but she's in Yeledes. So Mele, it's considered Dover Agerim to Mashi, to Mashi. Alright. Now, Omar Abai, Naktinon in Keishi Seisa Vizim, Vimishkacha Stane de Omar, Seisei Haura Blessed, Tani, Rabmurine Seine, in Ladies is Seves Vizim. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, Rashi doesn't say anything on that. Iboyo, Mao Shetao. Rashi explains that by Mao Shetao, in Yoldo Bizein, Umeidoso, Luigwas, Mao Sheyalo in Ki, Vilititstoreich, Lispei Achre. So, in other words, Rabbi Merida says that Lady itself is not Seisa Bizein. What does it mean? A lady, she said, Bizive. So, in other words, so, there is a machlek of Rashid. When Rav Merune says, a lady, she said, Bizive, does Rav Merune have reference to an ordinary lady? An ordinary lady, the usual lady, is always coupled with the flow of doubt. It's an unusual thing to have a lady without her. The Gemara says that Tanoi will say Yesh Psichasake Rabu Leida. A lady Abesh. Alright, but that's an unusual phenomenon. So, when Rabbi Rina says a lady Sisera is Bizive, what does he mean? Does he have reference to any lady? Even the usual lady. The usual lady involves a flow of dam. So even that kind of a lady is not sincere, Bizive, or Remerines is reference only to a lady Abesh. Mashenke, if it is a lady not a Abesh, if the lady involves a flow of dam, so then it is sincere. Then it is sincere. So, Teisa Shite, the small thesis. Teisa says that when Rav Marines says, that Rav Marines says, in Lady Sisera's Mizimbe, he has reference to a Lady Abesh, and Rav Marines holds that Yesh Psychasaka of Leda. It's possible. We can visualize a Lady without the flow of that. So, that kind of a Lady is not sincere. Is not sincere. Now, the question is, that's the issue. That's the issue. So, the question is, I mean, why should it be sincere? If it involves a flow of dam, then the lady should be sincere, because the real dam is sincere. But didn't we say before that the dam kenshi is not sincere? So, the way the Mashor explains the thesis, Mashor, the Maram, so, thesis is saying, even though Dam Kenshi, according to Rabbanu Chavreza, is not sincere, it's not sincere called Shimo, but Yei Me'achod is sincere. And here, Rabbi Reina says, in Lady Sisera is it? It's Mashma, it's not sincere at all, not in Yei Me'achod. So this could only be visualized in connection with Lady Abeshte. Because Rav Marines holds that Yesh Mitzichas Akeva lay down, so maybe we can visualize a lady without any rears down. So maybe there is no stira, it's not sincere in Mechot. Masheinke, if it does involve the flow of down, so true, the dam is damkeishi. The dam is damkeishi. So, and damkeishi is not sincere, so it's not sincere. Koshivo, but Yei Me'achod, it is sincere. Now, so, let's see what Rashi says. Mao Shetau, in Yoldo Bezei, Umeiridoso Loiro Aso. Umeiridoso Loiro Aso. So, in other words, Rashi also emphasizes there was no Reyes Dam. But usually, at the time of the Lady, there is a flow of Dam. So, it's Mashma, Rashi implies that Rav Marines has reference to a case of a lady Abeshte, because Yeshli Psichas Akev Rabbi Dam. So the Mele, the Dam itself couldn't be sincere, not in Yimechot. But the Shaykh is another. True, the lady was a lady Abeshte. It didn't involve any flow of Dam. But lady itself is given to me. The Aloch is Yilere Zocho, Yisnei Ozayim, Yilere Smikevo, Yisnei Yudalit. So maybe, even without the discharge of Dam, it should be sincere, because the Tume could be sincere. So this is the Chiddush that Rav Marines tells us. Insofar as Dam is concerned, we are dealing with the Lady Abeshte. But you could argue that the Shem Tumas Lady itself should be sincere, without Dam. So Rav Marines tells us, no, Tumas Lady, that's an abstract thing. So that is not sincere designing. A leader says, "Bizim iboy marushetal." So the question is, maybe it's not sincere. Sincere would mean, suppose a woman counted 6 days, 6 clean days. She counted 6 clean days, but then she gave birth. On the second day, she gave birth to a child. So, the male, it's not sincere. The 6 clean days that she already had counted before she gave birth. So, she doesn't have to count 7 clean days anew. But the question is, that day, the seventh day, on which she gave birth to a child, is a tailor to design the key? Or, since that day is a day of Tumeh, because it's Yimei Tumas Leide, so maybe it cannot be counted, even though it's not sincere. But maybe it cannot be counted either. In other words, there is a spirit between counting a day as a clean day and being Tumeh opening. So that's the shot. Yibonu Mashatam. Abayo Omariz, he says, Leide. Abaya says, she's not sincere, it's not sincere. The lady Abeshte, this is the way Rashi explained it. The lady Abeshte is not a seer, and it's not a lady. It's not Tele either. Why is not Tele? Because in order to be, because in as much as the day itself is Tele, without them, so Tele it's a koy of Noki. Noki means Noki. But if there is no Tume, but if there is a Tume in the day, so it cannot be considered as a clean day. That's a buy. Rove Oma, even though the day is not clean, she is clear anyway, but she is male because of the lady, not because of any doubt. So the male, Noki by definition, according to Rove, means Noki devoid of doubt, not devoid of tumen. According to Abaye, Noki by definition means devoid of tumen. And according to Rove, Noki means devoid of doubt, not necessarily devoid of tumen. Omar Rove Milo Amino Lo, Ditanye, Viachatito, Acharacha Likulo, Shalei Tumah Mavsekes Bineyem, Yamre Bishleim Eile, Hanu Le Mavsekes Tumah, El Yamre Tine Eile, Avsik Leile Ide, Vabai Omar Locho, Shalei Tine Tumah Zime Mavsekes Bineyem, Omar Rove Milo Amino Lo, Ditanye Mizeiva, Mizeiva Mule Minigo, Mizeiva Mule Milidoso, So it's so the price spells it out explicitly. Mizeiva v'loy melidoso, v'abay omaloch tone chode mizeiva v'loy minigo v'loy tisne v'loy melidoso v'rove haima I amret b'shloy mizeiva melidoso I misach leide tone nigo odu leide el I amret mizeiva v'loy minigo hai. So you're already happy posik. Babaye, chad bizov, chad bizov. Utzrich, because of Rachmoni. Because of Rachmoni bizav, mishim do mitame beines. Abel zov do mitame beines, and lo itzrich. Because of Rachmoni bizov, mishim mitame beries kibiyomi. Abel zov do mitame beries kibiyomi, and lo itzrich. Omar Abay, minoa minoa. That the Milay de Shein and Reyebe. So in Zaynin long is Vira Zivoso, Anatele. The Tanyet kid made Veso Titmo, with Rabbi says Beyo. Veso Titmo, Rabbi says Aleles. Because I could say that only the day is not the night. Voso Titmo, Rabbi says Ayodi Vizesh, so especially the king. My love, the king Milay de. Loi, so it's a Raye that they have to be devoid of Tumas Leide, lo in midam. They only have to be devoid of the fears down. Vom Rabbi Mino Amilo, that it's not Eilel Isvira Zivoso. Ditayik Milidoso, Kachim Milidoso. Mayim Milidoso, in Ruin Mizive, Vein Svira Shivo Eilamen. Afim Milidoso, Shein Ruin Mizive, Vein Svira Shivo Eilamen. Now let's see what Gibor is saying. Mali meini doso, ein hui lezive, vein zope alo achal nide, vein svir ashiva lezive elemen, do mechia ve zope alo chai leini nide, leilo machetech yeshiva nikim, vichol dam shere yein el ziseres, avo nide lehave, hilkach le mishkachas ime svira bime nide, velo ime nide bime svira. So just as ime nide is not hui lezive, why is it real? Because Bimtzias, we cannot visualize such a case. Because the Aloha is that the moment, I mean, this is one of the Gemores that are contrary to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, so it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, 7-11. So we may learn, so it's possible. So it's possible to have the Yimei Nideh following the Yimei Zive, even before she counted Zayniki, according to Rambam. Here the Gemara says, no, Ma Yimei Nideh Sein Ruin Mizive, Dein Zobe El Achamide, Vein Svir Ashiva Mizive Elemen, Do Mechia Vizobe Lechal Yimei Nideh Leilom, Ache Tein Shifshiva Nikim, Vichol Dam Shereyin El Sisares, Avon Nideh Lehave, So what is the Gemara saying here, explicitly contrary to the Rambam? Suppose the initial riyah of the woman when she started to see, as she grew up, was on the first of Nisan. That was her initial riyah. So the first 7 days, then the 8th of Nisan begins the Yud Aleph Yeh. So from the 8th of Nisan, till the 18th of Nisan, represent the Yud Aleph Yeh Shebin Yidol Yidol. And then the 19th of Nisan is again starts the Yemin Yidol. So the halacha is, suppose the initial riyah takes place on the first of Nisan, and then she has again a riyah on the 19th of Nisan. So she is again Yemin Yidol. It's again the Yemin Yidol. Everybody is. But suppose the initial riyah is on the first of Nisan, and then she has a riyah on the 8th of Nisan again, so it's Yemin Yidol. If she has a riyah, let's say, on the 10th of Nisan, she's Isovik Tane. She has a riyah on the 18th of Nisan, she's still, that's the last day, the 11th day of the Yudal Vyei, so she's Isovik Tane. She's not in Nido, she's not Meo, she was Yomi. Why? Because that's below Yates Nidoso. In other words, and that's based, that Ramban explains it. I mean, that's based upon the mitzias, in other words, when a woman has a menstrual flow, so it's natural for the woman to have a flow for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 days, for 4 days, for 5 days, for 6 days, even for 7 days. But if the flow continues for more than 7 days, then she has to see a doctor, then something is the matter with her. So in other words, so that's why the Torah declares that if a woman has the initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she has the flow on the eighth of Nisan, that's Goloyes Nidoso, that's the Yemei Zivo. So Yemei Zivo, by definition, represent Loyes Nidoso. It's not the natural time for her to have a menstrual flow. But sometimes it is possible for a woman to have a menstrual flow every 19 days, to have every menstrual cycle every 18th day as of the preceding flow, that's not natural. But to have a cycle every 19th day is not a natural. So that's why the halacha is, it's halacha l'mishmei Sinai, but halacha l'mishmei Sinai is based upon the mitzvahs. The Ramban explains it. It's halacha l'mishmei Sinai, Yud Aleph Yeh Shebin Yidol. But the halacha l'mishmei Sinai is based upon the mitzvahs. In other words, why does the halacha l'mishmei Sinai say that if a woman had an initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she has another flow on the 8th of Nisan, or on the 18th of Nisan, so it's Isovetani. She's not in Yidol, because it's unnatural. But if she had an initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had an initial flow on the 19th of Nisan, so it's not unnatural. So in the case where she had the flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had the other flow on the 19th of Nisan, then all the Rishonim agree that it's already in Yidol. The machlokes between the Rishonim, Ramban, which is the shita of all the Rishonim, except the Rambam. And the Rambam is in the case where a woman had an initial flow on the first of this. She had an initial flow on the first of this. And then she had a flow of dam, let's say, on the 16th of this. And then she had a flow of dam again on the 17th of this. And then she had a flow of dam again on the 18th of this. In other words, on 3 successive days. So she becomes Isovik Dele. So according to the Ramban and all the Rishonim, if she didn't have a flow on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, she just had a flow on the first, and then she would have a flow on the 19th, So it would be a minigla again. Masha'inkin, in this case, if she had the initial flow on the first nisun, and then the flow of dam on the 16th and 17th and 18th, so the yibinidus do not begin according to Ramban or the Rishenim on the 19th, because once she became a Yisovik Dele, so the yibinidus is deferred until the woman has counted Zion's clean days, seven clean days. So in other words, so if she had a flow on the 16th, the 17th and the 18th after having an initial flow on the first of this, so she becomes with the Rias Dam on the 18th, she becomes a Zavik Dele, so she has to start counting Zayiniki. So the 19th is the first day of the Zayin of the Zayiniki, then she counts 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, so the 25th completes the Sfira Zayiniki, and then if she'll have another flow on the 26th of Nisan, so that will be the Tchilas Yeminida again. The Tchilas Yeminida again. But if she has a Rias Dam, let's say, on the 25th, according to Ramban and Lomar Gesheni, on the 25th, that's the seventh day of the Zayiniki, so the Mele, it's not Yeminido yet, the Yeminido have not begun, and she's still in the midst of counting the Zayiniki, so it's a Seya. It's a Seya. So then she has to start counting with the 26th again, Zayiniki. So the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th, and the 30th. So that's 5 days, and then the first of the year is the sixth day, and the second of the year is the seventh day. So then, and if she doesn't see any dam until the second of the year, and then if she will see dam again on the third of the year, so then it will start in the Yerida again. That's the shita of the Ramban and all the Rishonim. And but the Shita Rambam is that the Yeminido, even though she saw dam on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so she became required to count Zayinikim, but the 19th begins the Yeminido again, even though she has not counted Zayinikim. So this, the number of Gemores come to the Shita Rambam. One Gemore is the Sugi in Erech and Dafches, the Sugi of Teh. Of Teir, Sugi Nerech and Afres. Another Gemara is the Gemara here, coming to the Rambam, because here the Gemara says, so, Mayim in Idoso in Wuy Rizive, the Izobe Lachamide, the Inspira Shiva Rizive, Eleman, the Mechihabe Zobe Lachayim in Idolayom, Achitech of Shimonikim, the whole Dam Sherei in El Siseres. He was zealous. I will need to have it. He can be mishkachas in misvira b'menide. He will be menide b'misvira. After you menide, leide. He will be domo menide. He will be zive. He will be domo machlaslat. He will be domo misvira. He will be menide. He will be svira shivo. He will be yongo b'misvira. So, he will be doso. He will be zive. He will be svira shivo. So what does the price say? The price mentions the opposite. You are aggravating me. You put me in needle.